Today is 19 April 1984. Our interviewee, Lieutenant General Gordon A. Blake, United States Air Force, retired. General Blake held the position of Director, National Security Agency, from July 1962 to May 1965, which was his last assignment before retirement from the Air Force. After graduating from West Point in 1931, he served as a communications officer with the Army Air Corps unit in Hawaii, set up the Army Airways Communications Office in Alaska, entered the research and development field at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, and served in various additional command positions in the United States Air Force. Sir, do you have any comments on the controversial subject that had been plaguing NSA and its predecessor agency for years, that the agency is a producer of raw material rather than finished intelligence? And we got this from DIA later on.
That I treated when I became involved in it from time to time as an interesting intellectually philosophical argument. Obviously, if we're reading their mail to the extent that you get a message that is absolutely incontrovertible and you hand that to somebody that needs that information, you handed him finished intelligence. If he prefers to call it raw put his own stamp, I believe, on it, that's his privilege. That's his job, really. If he starts, and of course he does with great glee and gusto, if they ever started, which I never recall a case, by saying, well, we're not too sure that these guys know what they're talking about. Because we were usually the first. This was one thing that I always admired and certainly supported, that to the extent that it is raw and requires some analysis, and it's got some holes in it. And I recall the famous message having to do with the Tonkin Gulf. And the single word, don't know what that word was now, but I recall being briefed on this particular subject. What was that word? Was a key. And it cast some shadow on the Tonkin Gulf message. I guess still exists.
Yes.
I never thought about that. I dismissed it as that it depends. It may be raw as can be, and it may be finished, or maybe somewhere in between. And I expect the customer to receive what we give them with whatever analysis we may tack on, tending to validate or say, wait, no, don't be. Don't put $100 on this one. The odds are a bit long. But as long as we were honest, I didn't worry about that. We produce a lot of finished intelligence.
I know. Call it what you will.
Call it what you will.
Sir, you may have answered this. How deeply were you personally involved in the Bross Committee, 63-64, in their discussions and decisions and actions?
Well, I remember the committee, and I don't really remember how much I met with them. Don't even remember how it turned out.
All right, maybe this one. The Gulf of Tonkin incident occurred in August of 64. What actions did you take? Did you establish a task group, a SIGINT alert, any adjustment of tasking? You talked about the message, the question on one word.
The only thing I recall there was when SIGINT became so crucially important to whether the Tonkin Gulf incident was exactly as it was portrayed. That was one of the few cases that I remember being briefed on the very specific detail of that particular input. And I suppose the reason for that was that sometimes a director had to be in a position to say, yes, I know all about that. I've gone into every last detail of it, and I believe what we say. And that was probably the reason that I wanted to be on top of that particular one. But I recall I wish I could remember that word. It had different meanings.
Oh, I see.
Depending on exactly how the thing was used.
I should dig it out of the archives and send you a copy if I can.
No? Don't worry about it.
All right.